Episode 2857, Are You Living Together But Apart?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous weekend. It's already a little chilly here. I'm just telling you, down south, I do not like it cold. I want my warmth back, but we are about ready to hit freezing in a couple days, and oh, it means all the more time to snuggle. It's relationship builders. Are you living together but apart? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, my voice, as you can tell, is just a little raspy, but hopefully you can still understand where my heart is coming from. When life isn't as straightforward and simple, it is hard to know what's right and what's wrong. In marriage, you can end up doing the same thing. Are you living together but apart? So let me ask it this way. How consumed are you in your daily responsibilities that you barely recognize if it's morning or night? Think about that. Now, we just fell back in time. I don't know about your time where you are in your time zone, but for us, it's dark between 5 and 5:30. It is ridiculous. If we have a cloud in the sky, I'm like, turn on the lights because it's already getting dark, like at 4:45. Dusk is happening, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Sometimes what's happening in our life, we get up and it's dark, and we come home and it's dark, and it seems like we're just in this season of life that just drains the love out of our marriage because everything's so dark. All you're trying to do is just get those responsibilities done. And it has nothing to do with whether or not you're still in love and care deeply for your spouse. You really, truly do. It all boils down to time and presence. There isn't enough time in the day to do all that needs to be done. Have you been there? I got a text from my daughter. She's like, Mom, I'm exhausted. And she gave me this long list of what was happening. And I just kind of sat there and read her text, and my heart broke because I'm like, that's not what she signed up for. Now, are all of the things that she wrote down good? Of course. But the problem is you've got to build a strong foundation. And it starts first with your family, and that's between the mama and the daddy, the husband and the wife. That foundation has got to be the strongest because otherwise everything else will unravel. And that means you got to spend time. And quite frankly, there isn't enough time in the day to do all that needs to be done. I'm sure your to-do list is like 12, 13, 15 feet long. Okay, no, but you have like 12, 13, 15 things on it. And maybe you get 3 things done. I thought about yesterday, I had about 6 or 7 things on my list. Actually, I did really, really well, except I left off about 3 or 4 of them that I knew I wouldn't even get to. So then I didn't even put them on the list. Why put something there if I know I'm not going to get to it? Just makes me feel bad. But see, that's me being honest. I have that Santa Claus to-do list. And it's not even Santa Claus time. You know what I mean? But it doesn't help in our marriages if all that we're doing is living for only our responsibilities. But that's what we're doing. We can't do enough to get through our to-do list, and we don't even have marriage on our to-do list. And so you're just looking to get the main things done, feeding the kids, because, well, they can't do it for themselves. Maybe they can now. They can call, I guess, Uber Eats or something. And by the way, they are not a sponsor here on this podcast. Maybe you got to feed the cats and the dogs and the guinea pigs. Maybe you got to pay the bills. Imagine that. You got to have a roof over your head. Cleaning the house. Somebody's got to do it. Those dust bunnies don't go away on their own. You got all the laundry. Otherwise, you've got mountains. Grocery shopping. Well, it goes back to you got to eat. You got to transport those kids to the 10,000 activities that's on the list. You've got work events, right? community events that you just can't say no to. You have to talk to your neighbors once in a while. You go to church events, and then you have the yard work because it's either snow or leaves right now. It's a little bit crazy. Oh, wait. And then you have to sleep. Really? There's no room for marriage. Yet if you look in your bedroom, there is a person laying next to you. Kind of scary when you think about it. Because if there's no room for marriage, well, then who's that person? Many couples find themselves living together, but apart. They have good intentions to live life together, but the responsibilities and demands are greater than the magnetism of love. Go back to dating. You can never separate. It was the best thing ever. Too late was never too late. Too early was never too early. Call me anytime, babe. I'll be there. And you were there. But then life goes on. Kids come along. More responsibilities. And the next thing you know, you're like, did I even see you this week? If you discover that you are settling into a season such as this, how do you climb out before you fall into it? But you got to make your presence known. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make your presence known. And this kind of presence is not from an egotistical persona. You need to make your presence known by intentionally laying the ground to celebrate each other in the moment you do have. If you're not laying that groundwork, if you're not laying that foundation, saying, you know what? I need to make time. This is not a priority. Like, this is a do or die. Because what happens is your marriage will die. I'm just going to tell you like it is. Because life happens. And then all of a sudden, we have a midlife crisis or another excuse, or there's extra stress or there's burnout. And somebody needs to have attention and they're not getting it at home. And there the complication begins. And then if there's money issues, you pile that on. Ooh, talk about a mountain of a disaster. It's happening right in front of you. And you didn't even know it was happening. And it can come on so fast. I'm not saying overnight. No, it does not happen overnight. It does take days into months and sometimes into years. But again, that's something that's specific to your relationship. You've got to lay that groundwork. You've got to take time to celebrate each other in the moments you do have. It's not about trying to spend 18 hours together. It's about making a moment feel like it lasts 18 hours. Do you hear the difference? It's a huge difference. That's intention. That's presence. Too much of our time is wasted on irrelevant excursions. You talk about the responsibilities, but leave behind what matters most. Love in the nooks and crannies of your day. It can be just as fruitful as spending 24 hours together. You remember hide and seek? How fun that was growing up? I remember when my kids were young, and that's something my husband loved to play with our kiddos. And in some of our houses, we had really great hiding places. And in fact, we'll sit down and reminisce now and say, what was the best house for hiding in the closets? And then we would say which one it was, because we've moved around so many times. But I think about hide and seek. You go and hide in the little nooks and crannies, right? You don't want to be found. Well, love, right? In the nooks and crannies, but you do want to be found. It's actually kind of exciting. There's a little bit of chase involved there. The key is presence. It doesn't have to be quantity, so much more quality. And that quality comes from presence. And if I can be honest with you, when you look at quality right now, we don't have it anymore because we're sitting in the same room, but we're texting each other. If I can be honest, really raw with you, stop it. You cannot do that. Your marriage is going to fall flat. Your love is going to fizzle out. You're not going to have any of that carbonation love happening. It's not. It's going to be kind of that dud soda. And no one likes a dud soda. Have you had one? Ugh, it tastes horrible. You don't want it. That's why that carbonation that you need is called presence. You're there. You're alive. And if you're always scrolling on your social media feeds, I'm telling you, put them down. I don't care if you're the man or if you're the woman. Put it down. Reach out and grab a hand. And then tickle each other and move away the electronics. Quality is what you're after. And that quality comes from the bubbles of presence. So my challenge for you is, what can you do to be more present with your spouse? And I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the littlest thing you can do, not the big things. I'm not saying go and buy your spouse a new truck. As much as that would be awesome, interest rates are higher, maybe not such a good idea right now unless you're going to pay it with cash. But what I would say is that what can you do in the little part of his everyday? What can you make it special? What is that? What does that look like? That is what you want to go search for. Maybe it's simply greeting him with his favorite drink when he comes home after work. And that's it. You don't even have to say anything. It's just, here you go. And you let him decompress. It's amazing. That one gesture just filled his bank account up when it comes to love. We all need our bank accounts to go up. Because right now, I don't know if you've looked at it, but mine's going down a little faster than normal. And so when it comes to our marriage and we've got our love account, we got to keep making deposits. You don't want to run in the black. It's not good. Right? You don't want to go to the dark side. So I do caution you of this though. Don't think too big, right? It's the little things, right? The nooks and the crannies. And always find a way to celebrate each other. Maybe it's taking time to amplify your spouse's greatness when it comes to what they do at work. And you just remind him, hey, babe, man, you're such an incredible writer. I just love how you can string words together. It amazes me every single time. And then don't turn it on you and say, oh, I wish I could be like you. No, 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 no. Keep that center on your spouse. That is being received from your spouse as presence. Because it's all about your spouse. You're not taking and saying, oh, and then bringing it back to you. No, it's not. This is about you, babe. I just want you to know about you, babe. Last night, my husband came home and he actually called me from the car. He goes, man, it's getting dark out. I said, I know. We fell back. We lost an hour. And so it's getting darker later. He goes, I just needed to call you and talk to you. And I said, I love that. And so we talked really about nothing, but it was the little things. He spent his time with me on the phone driving home to see me. That's awesome. And then in our conversation, he said, well, what do you think? What do you want for dinner? Do you have any dinner plans? And I said, well, haven't really got that far. We've got the kids coming and going all different directions. One's going off to a formal. Another one's going to the play at school. Another one's doing school projects. And then you got me that's in the middle of a conference. And I'm like, well, and they got the dog and the cats. So what do you want to do, babe? Up to you. And he said, well, I'm really thinking sushi. I'm like, okay, we can do sushi. Well, in all honesty, I did not want sushi. But did that really matter? No, I just didn't want it. I'm a big girl. Just because he wants it doesn't mean I have to eat it, right? So I didn't make it a big deal. And I was like, okay, you want sushi. Great. Easy going. So he comes home and he goes, well, what do you think? And you want sushi? I said, yeah. I said, that's fine. He goes, all right, well, are you going to order yourself something? Because, you know, one of our kiddos, they're not going to want sushi. And I said, yeah, that's fine. I'll get something. Well, guess what? I didn't get anything. I went to his favorite sushi restaurant. Got him his sushi roll that he wanted, got him his fresh steamed rice that he wanted, and I brought it home for him. Now, some people would say, why did you waste your time doing that? And I'm here to say, because I was filling his love account, and that's what he wanted, and I could serve him doing that. And honestly, it didn't really matter to me. I didn't want sushi. I can still spend time with him. He was doing some work anyway while he ate the sushi, so it didn't matter, and I really wasn't that hungry. Now, again, it's perspective, right? So be careful, number one, as to who you share what you're doing in your marriage with, okay? Because remember, they're looking at a different set of lenses. This is your marriage. You're building your foundation. You're not building somebody else's marriage. So you've got to do what works. You take these tools, you take these strategies, and you say, okay, I like this part of it, and this is how I'm going to implement it. Presence, my friend. We all could use a little more presence. Remember this, love grows when you're present. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.